Chris Wilton, partner at Lighthouse Technologies, thank you so much for joining us. Startling, really disturbing statistics form the backdrop of this particular story that we're having. Some painfully 20% of viewers of porn in South Africa are underage, and 20% of those are as young as under the age of 8 years old. How in the world does one keep a child safe with stats of that kind of that nature and that kind of accessibility? Good morning and good Women's Day to you.
Good morning, Rafiwe. How are you doing this morning? Happy Women's Day.
Thank you.
To all your listeners and yourself.
Excellent. Just concerned.
And especially to the mothers out there from Lighthouse. It's a very tricky world, and you know, we take our hats off every single day to the struggles that parents have to face across the board. So, thank you for having me on the show. From the Lighthouse perspective, it's a very interesting approach that we've taken. The short and narrow of it is, as an app, we protect children from adult content, specifically imagery and video, according to custom age limits set by parents or by schools, which is basically powered by machine learning, which means that we analyze content as your child browses. And as they browse, we can figure out what is appropriate according to an age limit of all. So like movie age limits, if you have a five-year-old and they want to watch cartoons, that's fine. However, for a 16-year-old, they need to study biology. They need to study the reproductive system. So there is a very interesting gap that we realize that it's not one size shoe fits all. And the way that our software is able to analyze it using things like understanding how much skin is shown, you know, the difference between a bikini and what's not a bikini, has been a very interesting journey, to say the least.
I can only imagine.
And
I can only imagine. Regarding these features, yeah. I mean, so on the one hand, you've got safety features that can be used at home where one can actually apply these to a child's device. And then on the other, you've got school access as well, which allows, you know, because school is in many ways, even during the pandemic, increasingly online, internet driven, you know, as you rightly say, images that are supposed to be seen sometimes are a little too similar to those that are not supposed to be seen. How does one prevent overblocking, you know, such that a child can't, I don't know, now play a video game, for example?
Yeah. So this has been a very interesting part of our journey. A few of our parents have actually come back and said, look, you blocked an education website, or you blocked this. And one of the features that we have, obviously, we have a host of awesome features. But one of the main features which empowers parents to educate their children around their usage of the internet would be to allow or deny access. So if our software isn't 100% sure, so for example, if there's an article or a website that might have something a little bit tricky, specifically in streaming, which is a whole nother story I'll get into. But if we pick up something that is a bit of a gray zone, our software has an allow or deny access option. So we will then notify the parent who has the main device to say, you know, little Chris has now tried to access an online streaming site or a gaming site or a news article. We're not 100% sure, so we're going to block it off completely. However, if this is okay, you can allow access. And this just gives parents the opportunity around the dinner table to say, hey, Chris, you know, you tried to access this this website, and what were you doing about that? And that's allowing us to talk about the birds and the bees a little more freely and a little more more effectively as a parent, because it's not a topic you can avoid. It's a topic that needs to be discussed, and we need to empower parents to at least have that discussion with their kids whenever they're ready.
Yeah, certainly it's a discussion that's happening with or without the parents. I would say increasingly without them, right? So unfortunately, the internet is becoming the teacher. And so this allows parents back into the room, I suppose, for the conversation. Are you finding it a difficult take up, particularly with preteens, teens who feel that they'd like the freedom? I don't know how they you know, does it, I know it happens in real time, but for example, is it able to impact which TikTok I see at a particular time, for example? I mean, is it able to do in-app management?
So, yeah, so this was another interesting hurdle that we had to overcome. Some of the apps, Facebook, WhatsApp, and other apps have a closed network system, and they've taken it upon themselves to try and mitigate the danger. But, you know, it doesn't really work as well as it should. So what we do is we at least allow parents to see from reporting and requests, you can see what apps have at least been visited. And if we aren't allowed to go into the app, then you at least notify to know that they have been accessed and that they are being used, which again comes back to the empowerment of the parents. So it's a work in progress for the on who will let us actually go into their service, because you know if you had an app and Lighthouse then blocked you, you wouldn't be too impressed. But you're at least given the opportunity to talk with us and open the conversation to say, how do we then figure this out? So on Instagram, you know, you could probably block a lot of things, but again, it's not a one size shoe fits all.
No. My
parenting style is not the same as your parenting style. And that's why we learn with the internet, you know, machine learning. And that's the beauty of it, is that with this child who didn't like this, our software learns and understands and says, okay, TikTok wasn't so nice. They didn't like that. They didn't like this. But for my parenting style, this was fine. And okay, we sort of meet the parents in the middle.
Chris Wilton, partner at Lighthouse Technologies, giving us perspective on today's Tech Tuesday on how to protect as much as you can, filtering out harmful sites from your kids who happen to be on the internet. Check out www.getlighthouse.app to see if this fits your parenting style.